It's good to have you with me here at Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer. I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert, and today we're looking at Psalm 119, verse 53. Listen to Psalm 119, verses 49 through 53. Remember your word to your servant, because you have given me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. Your word revives me. Insolent people routinely mock me. I have not turned aside from your law. I remember your decrees from of old, O Lord, and I take comfort. Indignation seizes me on account of wicked people, people who forsake your law. How angry did you get the last time another driver cut you off or nearly crashed into you? How angry did you get when your order didn't ship on time or when a business overcharged you? How angry would you be if a doctor misdiagnosed or mistreated your illness, thus leading to worse health problems? How angry do you get when a sibling provokes you by poking or hitting you? Now, compare that anger to your anger over people completely ignoring and carelessly violating God's word in their teaching or actions. Now you might say, the bad driver and the bad business and the irresponsible doctor are wicked people. But is their wickedness related to God, the real cause of your anger, or are you more put out by their wickedness as it relates to you? Forsaking God's word is the most tragic thing people can do. It hurts them for time and for eternity, and it has a bad influence on others too. If we are going to be angry, let's have godly anger over things that really matter. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, if I am angry, let it be prompted by your word and a concern for your honor. If I am happy, let it be to your glory. If I am sad, let me cry out to you. If I am at peace, let it be in your grace. Let all of my emotions be driven by you and return to you, and forgive me when my emotions are incorrectly driven or misdirected. The reason you are angered by sinners and sinfulness is because sin keeps people from you. Break into our wickedness with your grace and turn us around to embrace your love and your will and to be embraced by it. In Jesus' name, amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can either email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.